Let's go to the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline. Bring on head coach of the North Little Rock Charging Wildcats, Johnny Rice. Johnny, good afternoon, and are you ready for the big matchup against Fayetteville tomorrow?
Yeah, man, we are ready. We are ready. We're tired of practicing. We've been going since Monday, and I think they're tired of looking at me.
No, they're tired of looking at you. They're ready to look at somebody else.
That's right.
Johnny, talk about your team you bring here to Barton Coliseum this year. You've only lost one game all year, and it was to a team not in the state of Arkansas, so you're perfect inside the state of Arkansas. But I think what a lot of people know North Little Rock for this year is the outstanding sophomore you have in Kayvon Allen.
That dude, he's one of the most, you know, he's ranked in the top 10 to 15 in his class as a sophomore, and I mean, he's just like I was telling you earlier today, he's probably the most humble, coachable kid that I've ever been around. Like I said, I've been around North Little Rock 22 years as a coach and as a player and growing up, and I've been around almost everyone for the last 30 years around North Little Rock when it comes to basketball. He's the most coachable, humble kid that I've ever seen. But we got Deshaun Alexander, who's 6 foot senior guard, who signed with UAB. That has really been our team leader. That the guy that nights we need him to score, he can score. Nights we need him to distribute, he distributes. He does whatever it takes for us to win. And then we have Thomas Alexander, 6'6" guard forward. That probably the most explosive, athletic, athletic kid that we've had through here a long time.
Coach, looking at Fayetteville's roster, they have a 6'10" and 6'8". How do you think y'all are going to match up with them, and what's your plan to make sure you don't get out-rebounded too bad?
Well, they run a lot of sets to try to get the ball in there, and we've been working on that. The key is if we get into a half-court game with them, that'll be by far to their advantage. They will, they'll just cram it down our throats, and there's not much we can do about it. But we're going to make sure to get it into a full-court game, get into transition, and try to turn them over and speed the game up, and because if they can come down and get set up, and those big guys can get posted up there by the rim, we'll be in trouble.
Right, Johnny. I saw the shirts today. 1971, the last time that North Little Rock won a high school state basketball championship. If you are able to win tomorrow, what would it mean to North Little Rock, the high school, the program, and the kids?
I mean, it's been a talk. We've been so close so many times. We've been in the finals 5 or 6 times in that span, and just never been able to get over the hump and win one. I know you need a little luck. I mean, we've been in the finals like in 99. That was Joe Johnson's senior year. We was in the finals in 04. That was Sonny Weems in West Memphis. You know, we've had good teams and just had a bad luck of being against could be some of the best high school teams ever at that time. And,
yeah, Coach.
And it would mean the world. It really would. I mean, the whole city's behind us. I mean, I've had former players and, people in the community that are calling me, telling me that they understand why they're so nervous for the game because they want us to win so bad. So it's really been a neat thing going on this week.
Yeah, Coach, I believe that 99 team, I was a sophomore, and we had a big senior, Billy Ferris, who played for the Hogs for a little bit. And y'all were able to beat us, I believe, by 1 point. But the pressure y'all put on our guards, y'all caused about 7 turnovers, it seemed like, in the first quarter. Our guards could not handle your pressure. That's what you're going to try to do against Fayetteville, is keep the tempo up.
Exactly. If you ask anybody that knows high school basketball in the state of Arkansas for the last 20, 25 years, and they think of North Little Rock, they think of guard play. And we've had some outstanding guards here, and that's been our strength. Is being able to, get up and defend, put a lot of ball pressure in and on, and we're very good at that. And we said our guards are our strength of our team. We got some depth, and we're also, if we need to, we can go big. We got the luxury of having a few big guys, not as big as Fayetteville, but we got a little beef in there, and we can, some of our big guys that don't play as much some games will play more Saturday than normal because Fayetteville's so big.
Johnny, talk about Barton Coliseum. You were able to bring the team in here today, shoot around a little bit. What did you think of the digs?
Oh, I think the atmosphere and stuff will be great. This tradition that's in there, it's in good shape. It'll be a very fun place to watch a basketball game in, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be a very fun place to play. But we played a tournament there in 06, the last year they had a high school tournament. and it's in a lot better shape now than it was back then. I mean, it looked very clean, and I heard some people say the atmosphere last night was unbelievable. And I'm thinking we'll have almost twice as many people there tomorrow for our game than it was there last night.
I think you're right. And, Coach, they just put up some brand-new nets, so you're right. It is looking nice in here.
It is. We are excited about it. We can't wait to get there tomorrow.
So, Johnny, do you tell people you better get here early then? Because in talking with you today when you were here, I think you said that y'all have pretty much sold the tickets that the AAA gave you on Sunday to the student body there, that you're pretty much out, that people need to get here early to get their tickets and make sure they get a seat for this game.
Yes, we still have a few. I know the Chamber of Commerce in Norfolk is selling some, so I would get mine early, and not have, especially not to stand in line, and then take the chance of not being able to get in the door. But I would think everybody would be able to get in, but I wouldn't want to be trying to buy my ticket tomorrow. I'll go ahead and get it today.
And then, are you going to stick around and watch that nightcap, Jonesboro and Little Rock Hall?
That's my plan. I really want to. You know, if the game don't go our way, and you never know. But my plan is to check that out. We played both of them, it should be a great matchup.
I totally understand, Coach. If you go out there and get a victory, it's so much easier to hang around.
He's going
to
sit on the front row and be seen by everybody then.
I might be there Sunday if people treat them nothing around
us. You'll help them take the goals down on Sunday, right?
That's right. You give me a broom, I'll come clean up.
Johnny, congratulations on getting to the state title game, and good luck tomorrow, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you all very much.